Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Now back to Nick and Cecil on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Running and looking, throwing into the end zone. He's got a man, Ashley Lee. Touchdown, Denver. Dave Plummer, who throws on the run.
Goes with a big shot. Open is Lee. Makes the catch.
Blitz coming. They do a good job of picking it up, and he throws downfield. The catch down to the three. Ashley Lalee, 56 yards.
Well, I said earlier that you're going to have to get Ashley Lalee back into this football game or get him in the football game. There's also pass interference on this play.
Good to hear from Ashley Lee. As our Legends Week goes along, he is Nick Ferguson. I'm Sean Drotar, normally of The Fan Late Night, and welcoming to the program Ashley Lee. Ashley, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
Very, very good. And it's a great time to talk to you, by the way, because, of course, the Denver Broncos now, as they did when you came into the league, find themselves with a bunch of young receivers coming out of a pretty high-volume passing offense, something you did out in Hawaii with Nick Rolovich chucking it to you for 1,700 yards as a junior. What were the adjustments you remember coming into the league when you got those kind of targets and numbers trying to adjust to the NFL level?
Oh, yeah, it was a few adjustments. Like you talked about with the targets and everything. In college, yeah, we would throw the ball 60 to 70 times a game. So, I mean, I would get balls thrown my way, you know, at least 15 times a game. But then when I got to Shanahan's offense in Denver, I was lucky if I saw four my way the whole game. So, yeah, that was one of the adjustments. You know, then definitely the speed of the game, a lot more blocking involved because we ran the ball a lot more. So, those are a few adjustments I had to make.
Let's stay right there, Ashley, as far as adjustments. I mean, anyone that's familiar with your career here in Denver definitely know about your ability to catch some of the toughest catches in NFL that I thought as a defender would, you know, kind of make guys like you drop the ball. But for some reason, when Jake Plummer would always roll out bootleg right, left, pivot, stop, and you have a DB draped all over you, you were able to haul in those passes. So what was it about, you know, practice or being prepared before those games that made that type of adjustments more easy or made it easier for you opposed to other wide receivers?
We just had to do it in practice. I mean, for all those spectacular catches I might have made during the games, during practice, if I didn't make those same plays, you know, Shanahan and Kubiak, Coach Watson, they'll get on you because, you know, they tried to make practice as hard as, and it's not harder than what you'll see on Sundays. So when Sundays come, it'll be like, you know, playing in the park. So, a lot of it was you had to make those in practice.
The smaller windows that, of course, the NFL quarterbacks have to throw into and as wide receivers have to operate into, how much does that adjust? Obviously, you were a bigger wide receiver and you had a lot of speed. That's the combination everybody dreams about. But the idea that you weren't going to always be able to be as open as usual when you didn't have that kind of scheme, how much did that change your approach? What did you have to do differently, if anything, from the college level to the NFL level?
Yeah, to adjust to that, you know, you have to get a little stronger. You have to beef up a little bit, get in the weight room more, study more film. Like you said, the windows are a lot smaller in the NFL than they are in college. And then also with the type of offense you run. You know, when I was in Denver, we didn't really run a rhythm type of passing game. It was always off of play actions or misleading things, you know, get you to look one way and go the other way. So the quarterbacks didn't necessarily have to, like I said, throw in rhythm a lot. You know, a lot of times we throw in rhythm. It's easier for the receivers because if they turn around, the ball's in the air. When they get to a spot and the ball's right where it's supposed to be. But in, you know, our play action type of offense, you know, Jay can be still inside the tackle box throwing it to us, or he can be 3 or 4 yards outside of that, you know, and it's, those angles are so much different. It's just a different type of ball game. So a lot of the adjustment also has to come with the offense. You kind of know, there's a lot of different offenses in the NFL.
Today's NFL is all about, you know, the wide open passing game. And in order to do that, you have to have adequate speed, guys with high football IQ outside. The Broncos, once again, they have Jerry Jeudy, and they bring in, you know, K.J. Hamler to go along with Cortland Sutton. If you were to talk to these wide receivers, some with experience and some without, what would be your, I guess, your advice to them moving forward?
Oh, get in tune with their quarterback and their coaches, you know, and their offensive coordinator. Like, go in, start learning offense in and out. Especially with today, with the COVID, where, you know, it seems like they're not going to get a lot of, you know, in-person, like, live bulletin practice. It's going to have to be a lot more cerebral, a lot more studying. So that would be my main thing, is to kind of start getting the mental game down, and that'll help with also the long haul of the season. You know, NFL season is way different than the college season. You know, not only from the length of games that you have to play, but just your daily routine. Whereas in college, you know, you'll practice in the morning, like we practice a couple hours in the morning, and then we'll go to class and come back for a couple of hours afterwards to look at film. Whereas in NFL, it's the whole day, 9 to 5, you're at the facility. If you're trying to get better, you'll be there for more. So just getting up for, what, 20 weeks or something like that. So getting mentally adjusted to that as well, you know. So my first thing would be mentally get locked in and go, you need to go there.
We're talking to former Denver Broncos wide receiver Ashley Lalee. And Ashley, you, maybe some of our listeners didn't know this, but you led the league in yards per catch, not once, but twice. One of the things the Broncos are trying to do is get the deep ball going, get the big play offense going. And a player like K.J. Hamler has always been looking to hit the home run. How do you make sure you don't try to do that? Because obviously in the NFL game, you have more things you need to do. You need to secure the ball before you worry about taking it to the house.
So I guess what I'm trying to get, what you're asking, is how to not look for the big play, like the home run play, you're saying?
Yeah, like every time. Obviously, certain guys, you know, when you have the ability to do it, you know, you can watch a young guy like Hamler. He's catching it. He's trying to take it to the house every time. But it led to a lot of drops because he was clearly focused on running after the catch. That's the kind of thing that gets you in trouble in the NFL. If you're a good enough athlete to do it like you were, how do you sort of ease back on that and try to just stay within yourself?
I mean, I guess that's what you said at the end. Is just you have to know yourself and you know, try to stay within yourself. And when that ball is in the air, you know, you're focusing on making that play, I guess. So I guess that's what you're asking, yeah.
Ashley, when you look at the veteran leadership that you had when you came to the Broncos, Rod Smith was that guy. And when you look at Cortland Sutton now, he is now the elder statesman in the room. How important is his leadership to the development of these young wide receivers?
Real, real important. And like you said, I had future, you know, Broncos legend Rod Smith, also had Ed McCaffrey in the room with me. And then in the room right next to it, who's always in our room, was Shannon Sharp. So I had like a really good group of older guys that had been there, done it, and operated at the hospital. They all won Super Bowls there. Like, they've been there and done that. You know, for Sutton, he might not have the same kind of experience, but his job is still the same as those guys. And if those young guys play well, and they get into the system and they adapt like they're supposed to and mature at the level they're supposed to, then it's going to be better for the whole team and that room. And so, like you said, it's real important that he does take on that role and helps bring that room along.
Ashley, is there any concern, because obviously, as Nick pointed out, Sutton's 24, Noah Fant is 22. Is there any concern about having that much youth all at the same time when it comes to getting the locker room and the experience?
I would say there's a little bit of a concern, just because of how young they are and not really being in the trenches that long, you know, respecting to, you know, rest of the older guys. So it could, you know, like let's say there's a drop ball or something like that in a younger room, a lot of those mistakes, it could bring it down. And if you don't have anybody, you know, more mature to be able to rally that group together, you know, it could be pretty bad. So I was in a situation like that in Atlanta, and I got traded from Denver to Atlanta. It was me, I was the oldest in the room, and it was Roddy Wright, White, and Mike Jenkins, those two first-round picks, I think. And they were, a couple years younger than me. And, you know, once we kind of, we had, like, our bouts of drops or something like that, and, like, you can just kind of see the confidence in the room, and none of us. And me being the oldest, was my job to kind of pull us in together, but, you know, just that inexperience and not knowing how to do it, you know, really reared his head.
Ashley, when you look at your four-year career here with the Denver Broncos, is there a moment, either in practice or a game, that kind of stands out to you when you look at your career and what it was?
Oh, wow. In Denver?
Yes.
I probably would say my first practice, like going to my first practice in camp and just kind of getting introduced to the NFL. I think that it's just the difference from coming from Hawaii to Denver, and just seeing just the different modes from college to NFL. I think it's probably like my first training camp. I think that's what kind of defined my career. I couldn't really think of a play here or there because there's so many crucial games and so many, you know, AFC championship games, the other two playoffs we're in, all those games. Like, there's just so many different plays. I couldn't pick one of those, but...
Wait a minute. Come on, Ashley. Listen, I played with you, and you made some miraculous acrobatic catches. So the most memorable thing is your first practice in training camp?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Because of the difference. I mean, again, just that adjustment of there. Like I said, we're expected to make those plays that you saw on Sundays in practice. Like, every time we step on the field, it's just expected of us. It wasn't like, you know, like, it was out of the ordinary. So because of that, it became routine that it was like in one ear and out the other. It was like on to the next play for 90% of them, 99% of them. So yeah, that's why I don't really stand out much.
He is Ashley Lillee, former Denver Broncos wide receiver and two-time leader, as I pointed out, in the NFL in yards per catch, big play offense. That was Ashley Lillee. Thank you so much for the time tonight, Ashley. Appreciate it.
Oh, no worries. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks to Silter Har Motors for putting all that together during Legends Week. Ashley Lillee, it's easy to forget, Nick, and you said you played with him, about how much of a big play guy he was. You know, 6'3", with speed, good hands, had all the tools. And, you know, when you average 20 yards a catch, that's big play stuff.
Yes, that's those splash or explosive plays that defensive coaches always stay awake at night pulling their hair out about guys like Ashley. And I was really surprised that he answered the question with, you know, hey, you know, my first practice, and not some of those astounding catches, because there was a catch where we were playing the Atlanta Falcons. And it was in the right corner of the end zone heading into the tunnel, and we needed a big play. And usually, you know, Rod is kind of that big play guy when we need it, but we still knew that, you know, Ashley would always come up with a big catch. But guys would always have tight coverage on him, Sean, and he would always seem to make the tough acrobatic over the shoulder, leaning out of bounds, both feet in, get that toe tag swag. I mean, he would do all of that. So once again, I was surprised that he didn't mention it, but he was, you know, a very dynamic wide receiver, and it was very upsetting for me when he started asking to be traded. And I think that was the thing that derailed his career, because he went on to Atlanta, then the San Francisco 49ers, then joined the Oakland Raiders at that time. But he was an extraordinary talent that we didn't really see blossom into the professional flower that I thought he would be able to, you know, turn into, because he was traded.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.